People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Greg, my co-host Larry.
Good morning.
Good to see you. It's been a couple of weeks.
It has been a couple of weeks.
Since I've had the fortunate... I'm blessed with your presence again. So
thank you
for coming in.
As you should be.
We've talked about this. We had a kind of a quiet summer. As what happens in the Bay Area is there's so many things going on in the summer, and we usually are used to having guests every week,
right?
Promoting events, right? Yeah. Whether it's in the spring, there's a ton of nonprofit and community-driven PSAs. And then in the fall, when school starts, it's much of the same. But in the summer months, it can get a little different, right?
Yeah, it's very slow.
So we have all these great guests that have been getting in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we always say, for the several years we've been doing this show, we love to bring back repeat guests, mm-hmm. people that were on the show that really brought us something.
Yeah, it's like a family. We're
wonderful.
Like a family,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you remember, back in May, or it was probably closer to April, end of April, mm-hmm. we had guests in the studio from Aramse,
mm-hmm.
and they were talking about their Spark event, which was just a brilliant
concept.
Which is
close to where I live.
Right.
Actually,
it was a brilliant concept. And so today, we had a couple weeks ago, we were contacted by the group, by Aramse, and they said they would like to have a couple of guests come in, mm-hmm. and talk about an upcoming event, which is actually going to happen at the end of the month, on September 29th. So today, we have two guests who are, I guess you could say it's a repeat guest in a sense, but not.
In a way.
Because both of them are new to the show. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to introduce both of our guests today, Larry. We have Ms. Rupa Suresh, who is the founder of Saniti, a Bay Area performing arts group. Very excited because you've been involved with pretty much all of the performances with Aramse, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And you've orchestrated 12 annual performances, all for nonprofits.
Yes.
So you clearly are very passionate about this type of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
We're so happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me in the show. First of all, thank you, because it's very nice to promote a show which is purely aimed on people helping people. I really love the title, because as a group, Sanhiti is a completely volunteer-driven group. We have actually over 100 volunteers who are purely united by their passion for dance.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them have had the opportunity to dance when they were probably back in school or in college. And once they came, moved to the Bay Area and started working, they've always been looking for avenues to continue their passion. And we are very glad that Sanhiti is able to provide the opportunity for them. And we're really, really fortunate to have all the volunteers work with us. The event that we are going to have on Saturday, September 29th, is our 12th annual production. And we are very humbled to say that pretty much every single production of ours has been a fundraiser for a nonprofit. Except for the very first show, which was, when we started the group in 2004, I should say we were just testing the waters.
Mm.
We were not sure how it would be, how popular it would be, how it would be accepted by the community. So the very first show in 2004, we just put in our money. We did just one show. We showcased it to about 300 people. And we broke even, and we were like, wow, okay, so there is a good reception for this show. So then we thought about, if people are really interested in coming for a show like this, then we should really have a purpose behind the show. Of course, we all have a passion for dancing, but why not raise profits, funds for a nonprofit? That would be a good avenue to, not just for us to showcase our talent to a bigger audience, but also for the nonprofit to spread their word, for all the amount of good work they do to get the word out. So that has been the main mission of Sanhiti. And I should mention that the group was started by three of us, Janani Narayanan, Priya Krishnamurthy and myself, mm-hmm. Rupa Suresh. And we have had some core members in the team who've been with us right since the inception. Our production lead, Subhashini Krishnamurthy, and pretty much all our families, because, you know, it's the entire family that gets involved in the show, and all the 100-plus volunteers that have been with us all these 14 years. So it's a great opportunity for us
like
to do
fun.
Something yeah, to the community.
Well, we're going to build on all of that. So that's a perfect little introduction. But let me introduce our other guest, who actually was the architect of Spark, which was the event I was speaking of at the top of the show. Kaushik is the founder volunteer of Aramsai. But you came up with Spark. That was your idea?
Yes. Thank you for having me here. And I'll reflect what Rupert just said. The entire model of Aramsai is built on three pillars, volunteer, support, and donate. And we are extremely thankful to the Bay Area community, including yourself, for having us here multiple times, giving us that forum to go talk to the wider Bay Area population, partners like Sanhiti, who's, you know, identified us as the charity to donate money to, fundraise for. Other businesses in the Bay Area, including Ramamurthy from Madras Cafe and other small businesses around the Bay Area who advertise with us mm-hmm. and sponsor some of our events. So this is our model for sustaining this nonprofit model. Regarding Spark, this came about because back when we were in undergrad in India, we used to have this cultural events, an annual cultural event in our colleges, mm-hmm. and almost all my close friends from undergrad were made because of the teams we formed competing in those events.
Right.
And those used to be dance, music, quiz, debates, and things like that. And that's sort of the model we wanted to create for Spark in the Bay Area, for kids to sort of come together and sort of compete, but still have fun doing it.
Yeah.
So we call the byline for that is compete for a cause. So kids get to have fun, win prizes, but the funds we raise through that event goes to funding nonprofits around the world. So
you're developing difference makers, essentially.
Absolutely.
Right?
Paying
people
it forward.
Going to step forward and do what you guys mm-hmm. essentially are doing.
Absolutely.
Maybe more. And that's the brilliance of having the children involved. I think it's just such
Absolutely.
A smart idea.
Thank you.
And it keeps them out of trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the idea of putting something together that's like where it's team oriented. Mm-hmm. I feel that's such a, especially nowadays, I feel like everything seems so impersonal, right? Everything is on computers and text messages and social media. So put people together.
True.
Remember, we played outside when we were kids and
You
know, you were forced to deal with that
and
communicate that way. Nowadays, it's not as common. Mm-hmm. So these are ways to really challenge the children.
Yeah. Right?
What are the age groups?
So, Sanhiti, I would say, is primarily adults, people who are working, who are doing their masters. So I would say 20 plus. Pretty much everybody is young at heart, I should say that.
20 plus.
Yep.
keep going for you, Larry.
But this year, actually, in our show, which is on September 29th, we are having a lot of kids participate.
Okay.
The youngest one, I think, is about 6 years old.
Oh, that's great.
Who's going to be dancing on stage. But we have always had kids who have volunteered to do production, mm-hmm. Who have helped us build sets, who have helped ushering on the day of the show. So this year we actually have, like I said, the youngest one who's going to be dancing is, I think, 6 or 7 years old.
Okay.
And I'm not going to reveal the age of the person who's the oldest, but then, anyway.
The name of the event, I found it intriguing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it, but I need it to be explained. 600024. Did I say too many zeros? No. 600024 Rolling Sir.
Yes.
Is the name of the production. Correct?
Yes. Yes.
And it's on the 29th of September at Smithwick Theater. Is that how you say it? Smithwick?
Yes. Smithwick at Foothill College.
Yeah. Yes. So this is going to be the event we're talking about, mm-hmm. and we're promoting. First off, either one of you could explain, if you could explain a little bit about what this production is. Go ahead. Yeah.
So the title of the show, 600024 Rolling Sir, is basically 600024 is a zip code
Okay.
of this place called Kodambakkam, in Chennai, South India.
Mm-hmm.
That is like the film hub of, I would say, Chennai. You have a lot of film studios there. You have many actors who live in that area. So Kodambakkam is like how Mumbai is associated with Bollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Kodambakkam is like the Bollywood of South India.
Okay.
So that is the zip code of that place. And a rolling sir is typically the term they use when they say stat camera, you know, rolling sir. So
okay.
The entire show is like an ode to the film industry. We are trying to showcase different aspects of filmmaking, like editing, camera work, like heroism and all those things. We're trying to bring that on stage. We have about 14 or so dances, all set to South Indian film music. That's our forte. We always do to South Indian film music. And we have a lot of different styles of dancing. We have Indian classical dancing. We have folk, like the authentic folk forms of South India.
Mm-hmm.
And we have hip-hop, jazz, contemporary, you name it, we have it.
Sounds fantastic. It sounds great.
Yeah, the best thing about, I should say that, the language of dance is kind of universal.
Absolutely.
So there is no, even people who don't understand Tamil, which is the language which most of the participants in the group speak. It's a South Indian language. Though the music, the film music is in that language, I don't think it would matter because the music would sway you.
Right.
The style of dance would look, it goes with the music. So I would encourage not just people who speak the language.
Yeah.
I would encourage pretty much everybody who loves dance to come and watch the show. And for people, we do have like to connect dances. We do have like a small kind of a skit, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
But we plan to have subtitles for those. So even if you don't understand the language, you will have...
Well, that's the good thing about this radio station with Bali 92.3 mm-hmm. is it doesn't really... There's so many, obviously such a huge, huge space.
Mm-hmm.
India is massive. And people listening to this radio station aren't only people that are, from one specific region.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. It's pretty much from all over.
Yes.
Right. Telugu and Tamil and across the whole country. So in reality, that's the nice thing about this station is there are people who are not South Asian Indian that are listening to this radio station because the music and the culture really does speak to people.
Yes.
Which is lovely, and that's why it makes it such a unique radio station.
Yeah.
But let's kind of build off that. How did you end up involved in, or what are you, your part in this, Kaushik? How do you...
You're kind of quiet.
Yeah. Are you dancing? I hope.
That's not what my wife tells me. Sanithi and us, we've partnered for the last 4 or 5 shows. Ever since RMSI's inception, Sanithi has been one of our biggest supporters in that set. We've partnered. They've raised funds for us through all these kind of performing arts events. And if I might add a byline, by far the best performing arts show in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
You've got to go see it.
I believe that.
I'd love to go see it.
Yeah, we should go.
Absolutely.
I'd love to have you.
So in addition to that, so we've partnered, they've helped. In fact, they were one of the, partners in formulating what Spark was the first time around when we made it. They helped us define the dance segment because we were going into this world of working with kids and we were not really sure how that was going to pan out. So they helped formulate it, define that segment for us. So we've been close partners in that sense throughout. And they understand the projects we work on. They support us in the projects we select to fundraise for. And we volunteer helping with the event management side of things for these events. We sort of manage the front side in the lobbies.
So in other words, the cause itself, it's the for people who are going to see the show, the money's going to a great cause. You're volunteering.
Yes.
And it's for fun and for entertainment.
Yeah.
And then the money is going to go to the
Completely.
Greater cause.
Completely. Every single penny we raise out of the show after we have, taken out our expenses, every single penny goes to the nonprofit. And we are... I mean, I think I would just say it's a fun with a purpose for us.
I love that.
It's just, we spend, I should say, in terms of hours, I think easily over 1,000 hours over a period of 6-7 months, right from ideation all the way to execution.
Wow.
But at the end of the day, it's just the satisfaction we get. We do put in a lot of effort and all that, but I think that is just there at the back of the head. We really don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
For us, it's just that we are able to, kind of showcase our talent. We have a place to showcase our talent. And at the end of the day, there is somebody who's actually getting benefit out of it. That kind of gives us the most satisfaction. And
we always say that too.
Yeah.
In doing the show, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the fulfillment of knowing you're doing something good.
It's a passion. It's a passion with us doing the show.
Exactly.
So we understand.
That adds to the fact that when we built Aramsai, we want to build a sustainable model for fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And unless people have fun, they don't become your repeat donators.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And whether it is Spark or Sanhiti or all these other events that we fundraise with, the whole idea has been everybody should have fun doing it.
Yeah.
You know, giving and doing good should be, a happy event.
It's a win-win for the somebody who's coming to watch this, right? So you're going to see a great performance.
Mm-hmm.
You get joy out of watching performers that are passionate and talented.
Yes.
But what you're paying for an event and that money, so it's basically no different than just walking and donating to a nonprofit. To me, that's something.
Yeah.
You're getting something for your donation, but in reality, you're helping this greater cause, which is just amazing. And I'm amazed at people like yourselves, by the way, the amount of time and energy and passion you guys are putting into something that really doesn't benefit you financially, but it's benefiting of people who really desperately need it.
Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit, Kasia, because for those who might not know much about Aramsai, can you tell us exactly what the cause is itself?
Sure. So Aramsai was started as a grassroots charity. Mm-hmm. And true to our Silicon Valley Bay Area roots, we modeled ourselves as a seed fund, a venture capitalist seed fund for nonprofits.
Okay.
So we seek out grassroots charities worldwide, people who don't have the marketing capability in social media or other forms, people who don't have fundraising capability. And these are charities that are brought to us practically through word of mouth, and we vet them, we figure out what is the best way we can help them out, whether it is through funds or whether it is through actually volunteering with them or sometimes through purely just marketing outreach for them.
Yeah.
And once we select, we then, work with our partners like Sanhiti in this instance, where create a program where we can then go show the actual project that we're going to fundraise for.
Okay.
Over the last 6 years since inception, we have donated over $50,000 across about 13 charities, impacting about 2,300, over 2,300 men, women, and children.
Wow.
And these have been nonprofits in Bay Area, Oakland included. We did one very close by in Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
We've done projects in India. We've done one in Honduras, one in Guatemala. And again, these projects have been extremely enriching for our lives.
Yeah.
This nonprofit, Aramsai, is almost a lifestyle choice for us. I'll be remiss if I didn't add that this is not sustainable unless we've had this phenomenal support.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say something that is sort of surprising to most people.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bay Area, it's actually not too hard to raise money. People are more than willing to actually open up their wallets and donate.
That's very, very telling.
And
says a lot.
So we wanted to make sure that for people who are willing to donate, that we give them the best bang for buck, right? And so we made sure that our entire business process is set up so there is zero overhead from individual donations.
Mm-hmm.
Every dollar that people donate goes directly to the projects. None of that goes to overhead expenses and all that.
That's not real common.
It's not. Right. And we've been thankful because of the supports we get from the small businesses around the Bay Area, Mr. Ramamurthy needs a very special mention here, because within about 2 weeks of us setting up this nonprofit, he called us out and said, you know what, I know you guys are doing a big thing here, so I don't want you spending any money out of your pocket. You know, I'm going to give you money every year.
Wow.
So any overhead expenses for running this organization, take it out of this. These are the people who make Aramsay run. You know, they are the silent supporters for us. So, big shout out to him.
Yeah. I'm sure that's a huge part of it. And but I'm always amazed at the people that are just, that have lives and families and jobs, and yet they're every day they have, like you said, it's a lifestyle choice, probably meaning that you're dedicating a lot of your life and time to it.
Which is a great point. Today we are about 8 families. Yeah. Our kids grow up together. Every month it's a Saturday afternoon entirely spent on Aramsay work. And it's a lifestyle, because all these kids just get along with each other. They're all growing up together. They're all roughly the same age group. And that's what they know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You ahead, Larry. I know you probably want to jump in. You seem like you're chomping at the bit a bit.
No, I'll let you finish.
Okay. Let's mention a couple times, but where can we get tickets for 600024 Rolling Sur?
The tickets are available online. You can go to our website, sanhiti.org/tickets, and you can get the tickets online. Or you can also ping us on our Facebook page, or reach out to any of the Aramsay volunteers through their Facebook page, and we'll definitely make sure that you get your tickets for the show.
Yeah, so. And again, you're donating essentially. You're going to see something brilliant and beautiful, and you're going to get this performance out of it, and you're giving to a cause.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is always amazing. How long, what did you say, it takes you to prep for something like this, Rupa?
So typically, it takes about, the actual execution part of it would come to the last 3-4 months. When we do the choreography, where we teach the, you know, we teach the dancers, and then we have rehearsals and all that. But to come up with what we are going to do for the show, we kind of sit through many, many sessions. Sometimes, we sit for about, the total time I would say is about 8 to 9 months.
Wow.
Yeah. We start off with, the core team meets up. We just kind of brainstorm ideas. And then it's not like there's only one idea we take. We try to incorporate as much as we can, because everybody comes up with something unique. And we'd like to try and put it together in a theme, in a format that is cohesive. And then we have to think about, what are the costumes that we are going to go with, and how are we going to set up the whole show and all that. So I would say about 8 to 9 months.
Better part of a year.
Easily.
And how many people are with your crew on this?
So the core team is about 10 to 15 people. But if you include the dancers, the backstage volunteers, I would say easily about 100 volunteers.
So there you go. Think about this now. 100 people involved in this production that takes up the better part of a year. So the amount of time and energy that goes into it is probably unspeakable for no profit. And again, that's because you're passionate about it. And like you said,
it's for many of them, it's like they all have a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
And this is definitely an outlet for them, a creative outlet for them,
course.
I would say. Many of them have, ended up having long-lasting relationships. We have made great friends. People have even have found their spouses through Sanhiti.
Is that right?
Yeah.
that's a plus.
Well,
how many hours a week would you say?
So the choreography time is typically about 10 hours.
Okay.
We try to do it 2 hours a day.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And then we have rehearsals every week. So about 2 hours a week. And then as we get closer to the show, we also meet on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And the total rehearsals last for about 4 to 5 hours. So about 4 months of easily over, I would say, and I can't even calculate.
That's okay.
Over the weekend, it's about 5-10 hours a weekend.
Are there men involved in the dancing?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Male and female?
We are always on the lookout for
guys.
Good male dancers.
Well, look, listen,
hey,
we have a few.
Let's do it.
I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay.
I don't want you to embarrass yourself. We have a few people that are associated with the station, gentlemen, that are great dancers, and I see it all the time at our events that men like. But then when it comes to these types of productions, I know we're a little bit more reserved. We're a little less likely to jump to the front and say we want to be involved.
That is a fact.
Won't do it, huh, Kaushik?
Not my cup of tea. I can talk a lot, but I cannot dance.
You're like me.
Actually, we have had people who have accompanied their friends to our auditions. They never thought they could dance. So when they come for the audition is a very, very informal atmosphere. So we kind of coax them to, why don't you just try? You know, you never know. We're not going to put it on. You know, we don't publicize. We don't take videos of it and, you know, kind of put it on FB or anything. It's just for our... So we have actually had people who have accompanied their friends, but they ended up auditioning and they are part of the group now. And they've been, it's encouraged them to try different styles. And many of them have actually gone on to take dance classes after having been a part of Sanhiti during the off season. They've tried different styles. We have kindled their passion for dance, if I can say so.
Yeah, it's a lot.
We have had people who have done that.
Well, too. I was going to ask you, how do you find people to audition for this type of thing?
So it's just primarily by word of mouth. We just put up announcements on our Facebook page. And typically people who have come and watched our shows, they reach out to us through our website and through our Facebook page. They say, I watched your show. I really enjoyed it. And, I'd like to be a part of it. So when we have enough responses, we actually conduct an audition before each show. And it's primarily by word of mouth and friends of friends and acquaintances.
Okay. Yeah. So I can't dance. Mm-hmm. But I know people in my family really can. And they would probably be interested in something like that.
Sure, definitely.
My niece and sister.
Yeah,
wow. For sure.
Yeah,
I would just wish it was you, Larry. If only we could.
I have a way of intimidating people.
I know. I know. Let me say this again. Believe it or not, we're only a few minutes left. The time
always goes so fast.
We have great guests. Yeah. It's always the case. 600024 Rolling Sur is on Saturday, September 29th. At Foothill College at Smith Theater.
Yes.
And again, I would recommend trying to go online. I would say sanhiti.org.
Org.
You said
it says
sanhiti.org.
Yes.
You can get the tickets there.
Yes, you can get the tickets
there.
You can
go on either Facebook pages, Haram Sai or
Sanhiti.
Okay, so let's do that. What is there anything else coming up that we need to know about, Kaushik? Is there anything we should be letting the listeners, we have the platform now?
Yes. As of yesterday, Haram Sai is a certified organization for the Presidential Volunteer Service Award.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
awesome.
So if your kids or adults, whoever wants to volunteer, we are a certified organization, so we can enable that volunteering. We can help certify your efforts. So please check us out, aramsai.org, aramsei.
Excellent news.
You guys are doing such amazing. It's really a pleasure to meet with and speak with people like yourselves. Mm-hmm. Because it restores my faith in humanity. So many days I'll put the news on and I say, why am I watching the news? It's so
I don't even watch the news anymore.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Everything is always negative press, everything. Everybody's got to talk. And then you come across people that are doing these things and they're passionate about it. And it's so meaningful and it's lovely to have you guys.
Yeah, we need to focus more on
things. You guys are the showcase of the positive side of things, right?
Yep.
We have businesses here who invite us over to talk about this.
Yeah,
so thank you so much.
That's what it's all about.
Thank you very much for helping us get the word out. Because marketing is one thing that is always, the more people that come to our show, the more funds we raise, and then the more positive impact you have on the society. And with organizations like Haram Sai, it's always a pleasure to work with them. We're just thankful to you for having us on your show and spreading the word.
We love having you. And quickly now, how big is the venue? Coming up on the 29th, huh?
We the venue is about, we are having two shows, one at 2 p.m. and one at 6 p.m. Okay. It's the same show that's repeated twice.
Okay.
We are looking to sell about 1,400 tickets overall.
Okay. Excellent.
So about 700
good.
Tickets per show,
nice
I would say.
Yes. Well, it's first of all, I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. I think you and I should try to hit this, Larry. I think we'd enjoy this.
I'd love to
do something.
Yeah.
Get a commitment from you.
6600024 Rolling Sir is the performance on Saturday, September 29th. Thank you both so much for joining us.
And yeah, pleasure having you.
It really is.
Thank you, Larry.
We hope you'll come
back
for the next performance.
Yeah, definitely. We'd love to come back.
I want to know about how it goes, obviously, but I also, maybe, hopefully we could witness it ourselves, but we also would love to have you back.
That would be a lot of fun. And you know, updates. Every 2-3 months, we'd like to do that.
Definitely.
Check in with you guys.
And are we going to see you on the dance floor, Larry?
Larry, come on.
Miracles still happen.
Yeah, I would pay good money.
I might steal the show, though.
There you go. That's the spirit.
He's very modest, as you can see.
It'll be a comedy act.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Seriously, it's a pleasure to have you guys. And we highly recommend checking out both of the organizations, because it's just really beautiful
Absolutely.
To see people doing such positive things. And especially here in the Bay Area, we're fortunate that we have so many collaborative people and good people like yourselves. So anyway, Larry, thank you.
Thank you.
You were in great spirit and great voice today.
I didn't say much. that's why I said that.
Yeah, of course.
I was quiet.
Quieter. It was nice. We'll be back again next week, another edition of People Helping People. So we hope you'll join us then, 9 a.m. on Bali 92.3 FM.